We're reading Zohar for All. Shmot portion against all gods of Egypt, I will execute judgments. Item 317. You can ask questions in Kabbalah.tv. Relevant questions will be aired. 317. What was the Egyptians' thought and the thought of the minister appointed over them who put them in their hearts to prevent Israel from multiplying? This is because, and he said unto his people, relates to their minister, and he told them, and they knew that a son was to come out of Israel, by whom their gods would be sentenced. 318. When Moses said, against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments, Duma, the minister of Egypt, went 400 parsas because of a great fear. The Creator told him that a sentence had been given before me, and it cannot be undone. As it is written, the Lord will punish the host of the high, heaven on high. At that time, the authority had been taken away from him, and Duma was appointed as a minister of hell to sentence the evil souls there.
So we're not forgetting why we're reading Zohar, right? First of all, in order to unite. Second, to raise our mutual request for the reforming light. Yes.
319. Upon their gods, also the Lord executed judgments. But are there judgments upon a god of silver or gold, or of wood or of stone? Indeed, the ones of silver and gold melted by themselves, and the ones of wood rotted. 320. The God of Egypt was a lamb. The Creator commanded that judgments would be executed upon it, that it would be burned in fire. As it is written, the graven images of their gods shall you burn with fire. So their smell was spread. Moreover, its head with its legs and with its inwards, in a degrading manner. Moreover, its bones are thrown in the market, which was the hardest for the Egyptians. This is the meaning of the words judgments. 321. He executed judgments in their actual gods, and this is their minister, to keep the Lord will punish the host of the high heaven on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. And the wise ones among them knew all that, all the more so their minister. This is why it is written, let us deal wisely. 322. Idol worship abounded in Egypt, and the Nile River was their god. Actually, he was their gods. And in all of them, the Creator executed judgments. Their gods were struck first, and then the nation. And also, the Nile was struck first, and the trees and the stones that they worshipped, as it is written. And the blood was through all the land of Egypt, in the trees and in the rocks that really were their gods. It is written about the host of the high heaven on high that the Nile was not above, but on the earth. For the most part, the waters of the Nile are similar to the river as it is above. Their minister is struck first, and then the rest of their gods.
If I had, let's say, some huge problem, would I be able to listen to this lesson right now? No, I'd be completely dwelled in that problem. That's how we have to be dwelling in prayer. And only like in the background, we have to listen to these words. That is a difference that has to be really felt in us. Prayer as opposed to reading. Try it. First, go into this prayer and then into reading. Please.
323. The actual striking of the nation of Egypt was only at sea. As it is written, not even one of them remained. But before that, judgments were executed on their gods. This is why it is written, come, let us deal wisely with them, or else they will multiply, and in the event of war, meaning they were predicting the future as it happened to them, they also joined themselves unto their enemies. Meaning they were predicting the camps of high angels that would be in the midst of them. And fight against us means that they were predicting what is written, the Lord will fight for you and get up out of the land. As he says, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. Continuing to Bo portion and pass over the lintel and the two mezuzahs, the doorposts. And the Creator went on and struck Egypt, and he saw the blood on the lintel and the two mezuzahs, since everything is clear before the Lord. And why did a person need to pass over the lintel and the two mezuzahs? 75. It is written, and the Lord saw, and he was angry about his children, sons and daughters. And it is written, and the Lord saw, because the evil was full out in the land, and the providence is not seen from above, only when a deed is done below. And before the deed is done below, you cannot punish, except for the contemplation of idol worshipping, when they punish without any deed. And when the deed has done, the providence is awakened from above. And therefore, everything depends on the act for better or for worse.
From time to time, we need to feel that our demand becomes stronger.
76. All the streets of Egypt were filled with idols, and each house were all sorts of sorcerers who connect the lower crowns below their charms and evoke the spirit of impurity among them. 77. And you shall take a bundle of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin. The bundle of hyssop, is to purify the spirit of impurity from among them, and to show the complete faith on their homes in these three places, one from here and one from here, on the two mezuzahs, which imply the two lines, right and left. And the one between them, on the lintel, implies the middle line. And this is why the Creator passed over the door and did not let the destroyer come into your homes to smite, since he sees the holy name written on the door, which is the three lines. 78. If they imply to the three lines, why was it done in blood? It is because the color of the three lines is white and red, and the inclusive is green. There were two bloods, one of Passover and the other of the circumcision, when they circumcised themselves. The blood of circumcision is rachamim, mercy, even though it is red. And the Passover blood is judgment. Hence, colors are irrelevant here.
We need to demand a mutual feeling When we read the Zohar, we pray, and from that we have to reach the feeling of togetherness.
79. He says, "It is not so. I learned that the Creator brought the blood back to Rachamim, as though it was the white among the colors. As it is written, when I passed by you and saw you wallowing in your blood, and I said unto thee, in thy blood live. And although it was red, it was brought back to Rachamim, for it is written, in thy blood live. Hence, it is not dependent upon colors. And this is why he wrote on the door on three sides, one here and one here and one in between them, implying the three lines. 80. Two bloods were seen, the Passover blood and the circumcision blood. Those correspond to two ketels, sfirot, which were seen above at that time, which are the two lines, chesed and gvura. They are opposite one ketel, included in the two hidden sides, in rachamim and din, judgment. This is so because the middle line itself, Tiferet, consists of two lines corresponding to the two bloods, the circumcision blood, the Rachamim in Tiferet, and the Passover blood, the Din in Tiferet. 81. There are several places where the Creator has pity over His children. A man made a house, and the Creator told him, write my name and put it in your doorstep, and you will sit within the house while I sit outside at your door and watch over you. But here in Passover He said, write the secret of my faith on the door, the three lines on the two mezuzah and the lintel, and you will sit inside your home while I watch over you from the outside, as it is written, and none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. It is also written, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel, and will not allow the destroyer to come in onto your houses to smite you. Thus, the Creator was watching over them from the outside. 82. Such as the Holy Name, they did at that time, meaning the three lines, two on the mezuzahs and one on the lintel from above. This is similar to the shape of the letter He, which is Malchut. Hence, as the Holy Name returned to being Din over the Egyptians at that time, the blood returned to being Din at that time, as it is written, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two mezuzahs, they were all marked in red, implying Din, to show that although it is Rachamim for Israel, it was Din once again to avenge the Egyptians.
Okay, we can't really know what they're talking about here. It's things that are very vague and confusing. There's no grasp on this for now, for us, because this is all about the relations. It's between us and through us to the Creator. And from here, we can't depict anything from this. Only the connection, and in that connection, in the middle, that should be clarified.
As she is above, so it should be seen below at that time. If it is Rachamim, then Rachamim. If Din, then Din. If since there was Din above over the Egyptians, it is written, dip it in the blood that it is in the basin, and strike the lintel. The blood implies Din. And it is written about the future, who is this who comes from Edom with crimsoned garments from Botzra, meaning he will show everyone Din, perform vengeance, and then his clothes will be as red as blood. 84. What is the reason that they were not allowed outside their doorsteps? It is that a person should not be on the street when din is applied on to the city, because when the destroyer is given permission, those who hurt him are harmed. Hence, here, when the din was over Egypt, they did not need to be outside. 85. In that same one, where you find din for Egypt, you find rachamim for Israel, as it is written, "And when I saw the blood, I will pass over you." We also learn, regarding all those holy ketels above, that as there is din in them, there is rachamim in them. It is all at the same time. It is written, "And the Lord will smite Egypt, smiting and healing," meaning, afflict Egypt and heal Israel. What is "and healing"? They needed healing from their circumcision.
Anything to ask? Yes, Mati.
When we read the book of Zohar, or in general, when we succeed connecting in some way, meaning through this shape of connection, we are able to pass on this light, and this is actually our role in order to shape, to let the light go through us, in order for it to carve the great ego, for us to come to the purpose of creation.
Yeah.
How do we, through this connection, this shape of connection in which we insert the light and we lower it downwards, which is our role, where are we over there? The Creator does the work, and we're connecting in such a way, this is my shape, to connect in such a way that can pass the light through me downwards. But from this point, when I was able to be in this avut and pass on the light, I can't find myself. Where are my qualities, my ta'amim, my flavors? He does all the work, and we're swallowed within this connection, and we're not there anymore. Except for the plea or the work.
If you're swallowed in it, so you're there. Specifically, that means that you're in it.
Each person, to my understanding, each person has himself. It's true that he's within everyone, but at least, if I understand this correctly, each person has his own inner self that should be expressed. Also, when you carve the great ego, meaning when I'm connected, he's connected correctly. Hoping I'm not confusing everyone here. Every person has his moti, his amnon, meaning in the right connection.
What does the mother have something of her own? Only what she gives her children. Does she have anything? Does she need anything for herself? No. That's why she's called a mother, to fulfill her children. Does Bina have anything of herself?
No.
No, her top part belongs to Ketan Chokhmah, her bottom part belongs to Zon. What is she herself? The point of the Chazah, where she calculates how much above and how much below. That's it.
The more a person rises in the ladder of degrees,
then he resembles Bina, and then he's more spread out on all of reality, because his top part up to Ein Sof, upward, his bottom part all the way down to the last one below. And then he becomes just covers all of creation.
If we are able to build together, for instance, the Rosh of the Parzuf, the Li Rosh, this Yashar Kel, in this place, when the light of Chokhmah is revealed within this place, or the Creator, Is there a different? Can you see it otherwise than bestowing in order to bestow? Meaning, it becomes something that's not only chafetz chesed.
The question, how to bestow in order to bestow, that changes if you're already working in order to what, to receive in order to bestow.
Yes, because to bestow in order to bestow.
So of course it changes because you receive the light of Chochmah in all of Chassadim. So then light of Chassadim already becomes different. It's not called faith, it's called full faith. It's already... I don't know how to say this. It's... That first the light of Chassadim was Ruach, and now... I'll tell you what. Now the light of Chassadim is testifying upon itself that it is the Great One. That it can fulfill the light of Chochmah. Not that itself gets fulfilled, but it lets the light of Chochmah be revealed. It gives the Creator a place, because the Creator is the light of Chochmah. It shows as much as He is important in all of creation. That is called to praise the mercy, the chassadim, that state. That you raise them even more. Not that you have empty chassadim, but they are fulfilled with the light of Chochmah, and in that they become very important.
Were we today in a reality where we're all disconnected outside of Egypt, and even bestowing in order to bestow, and even receiving in order to bestow, how was the man that we would raise at the same moment to influence whatever is happening here in the reality depicted to us outside? Meaning, would the correction come faster, or if our degree was higher, was our ability to take care of the people more effective, quicker, because this more precise raising of the man?
Nice questions. That's fine. We, when we're doing our work now, we are entering the final correction, the complete redemption, complete that all the world, all of the souls have to accumulate together to that one structure of Adam Rishon. And that's why everything we do has to come all the way to this world and really be in... We will reach a state that what we do in spirituality will happen exactly in the same way in corporeality, and there won't be a difference between corporeality to spirituality to such an extent that if you aren't prepared to receive the corrections in spirit, in corporeal world, it won't appear in spirituality, because we're in such a correction that all of the sfirot, including this world, become really one structure. And that's why we'll see how, and according to our ability to correct something spiritually, our corporeal change will happen. And according to the corporeal things we're doing, education and dissemination, it right away changes the upper system and puts it in a stronger connection with the lower system.
This means that only if the entire group of Nebuch will be able to reach the same degree, which is to bestow in order to bestow, creating Rosh of Partsuf that is able to draw the light of Chochmah, only at that stage we'll see a correlation between what's happening in the outside reality to the degree we are inside.
You can see a correlation today too. It depends to what measure. But really a full resemblance, a correlation has like an unclear connection. There is a connection, but it's not but a clothing one upon one and the other. That's what we're going to see. The moment we will start actions in order to bestow, even bestow in order to bestow, we'll see how all the abundance also shows up and start clothing in this place.
One last thing. What, in your opinion, is the distance between this point of people within the group, person, individuals in the group that are connected, and the other people who are in different degree? You once explained it as each one in Israel is in a different degree. Some went down to Egypt already, some maybe went out of Egypt already.
We will see how everybody starts receiving an illumination. It's similar to babies that are born today as opposed to babies that were born 1,000 or 2,000 years ago. There's a difference. Even though a baby is a baby, they had different conditions waiting for them, also for birth and also for raising, development. That's why we'll see great changes in the whole world. Even people that aren't really connected to us in all kinds of ways, we'll see changes. Yes.
This means that a Kabbalist that is today, he sees reality before his eyes. Does he see it like I see it when I'm below the machsom? Is reality as depicted to him, is it the same, or he sees it more corrected or differently? I'm not talking about blessing the good as the bad or a revelation of the evil. I'm talking about the correction of a person, even a personal, individual person. Does it imply, does it is it implied for him on the whole reality? Does it see it? Does he see it more correctly?
On one hand, that's true. He sees the world more corrected because to the extent that he sees the Creator being clothed in the world, he has no complaint. If he sees the world that it needs the Creator's actions in it, and the Creator can't be clothed because he needs a deficiency. There's a few levels here. Meaning, like man has to say, none else besides him, and anonili mili. So it depends towards what the Kabbalist views. But I have to say that even a great Kabbalist or a small Kabbalist or someone who hasn't become a Kabbalist yet, meaning he hasn't get any revelation from the Creator, still depends on what he is shown, only on that. And there is no small person that, or a big person, or different in that. There's still the upper force, the force of concealment or revelation dwells in everyone, in full control, total control. There is nothing here. You can be the greatest Kabbalist, they'll give you a concealment, you fall. They can make everything from you. The more a person advances, the more he sees that inside he is left with nothing that he can control. But the Creator is revealed more and more in what? In control upon man in a way that finally, in that, a person can acknowledge the Creator. How? When the Creator is clothed in him. What does that mean? That he controls him entirely. And we will go to the next part.
And before that, we'll sing a song together.
נטפס לו נממש את החיים מלא כבר עשרה נמאס להיות לבד אז בואו נתחבר ונשיר כאיש אחד נפרדנו בבבל ירדנו למצרים יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה שנת 2000 עכשיו זהו הזמן עכשיו אנו יודעים שהעיקר חיבור בין חברים לי 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 נפרדנו בבבל, ירדנו למצרים יצאנו לגלות שנמשכה שנת 2000 עכשיו זהו הזמן